New York City has a garbage problem. It produces tens of thousands of tons of trash every day, but it no longer has anywhere to dispose of the waste in New York. And the cost of paying others to take it is rising with no end in sight. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is expected to announce a new plan soon on how the city will dispose of its trash. From New York, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Each day, New York City produces roughly 12,000 tons of residential trash and 20,000 tons of commercial waste. Michael McMahon knows the scope of New York City's garbage problem. McMahon heads the City Council's Sanitation Committee, and he represents Staten Island, which got stuck with the city's municipal dump for 50 years.
The city is really facing a trash or garbage crisis.
The Freshkills landfill on Staten Island is closed now, and McMahon vows that in the future, no one borough will be asked to deal with the rest of the city's trash. But he adds that the current program of trucking the garbage out of state also is not working.
We're putting thousands of trucks on the road. This is a problem for the neighborhoods where the transfer stations are. It's a problem for our highways and roadways on the eastern seaboard. And it's a problem for the communities where the landfills are located in other states.
Almost all of New York City's garbage now rumbles down the interstate highway system to private dumps in Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Ohio.
New York City's trash is now being shipped in dozens and dozens and dozens of gigantic trucks down to where I live.
David Biddle lives in Pennsylvania, the nation's leading importer of garbage. Biddle also runs the Greater Philadelphia Commercial Recycling Council. He says New York City is unusual in that it was able to dispose of its trash at municipally owned landfills for as long as it did.
Most big cities have run into space problems and they can't site landfills. And so they're now using the private sector in these large megafills.
In the waste importing states, there's been growing resentment to the private landfills. And back home, New York officials are finding little appetite for waste handling facilities within New York City's borders. In an industrial part of Williamsburg, Greenpoint, in Brooklyn, garbage trucks dominate the streets and waste handling transfer stations stretch for block after city block.
There's a scrap metal yard and there's garbage over there right across the waterway. I feel like the community is under siege.
Annette Lamato lives in the area. She's a member of the Organization of Waterfront Neighborhoods, which wants the city to ship its garbage out on barges.
The amount of trucks and the congestion in the community are, you know, I mean, the numbers are staggering, the smell is staggering, the emissions are horrible, so the truck system does not work.
Mayor Bloomberg is expected to endorse a barge and rail plan for the city's residential waste. His office suggested the idea of constructing trash incinerators, but quickly backed away from the proposal. In addition, the mayor suspended the city's glass and plastic recycling program earlier this summer in an effort to cut costs. He said much of the material ended up in landfills anyway.
If you take a look at how much actually is getting recycled, and the benefits to the ecology of this world based on that, we are not doing a good job. And until we can, it's just not worth it.
This move drew sharp criticism from recycling advocates who said it took New Yorkers years to get in the habit of sorting their bottles and cans, and this is no time to back away from the program.
Because the bottles is inside the bag, and they can't see it. That sticks and stuff they put in there.
This sanitation worker, who says it would be politically unwise to give his name, says he has to be more careful since New York did away with recycling glass and plastic.
The garbage got heavier. There's more hazard now because you got the glass and mixing with the garbage. And a lot of guys is getting cut.
Benjamin Miller, a former director of planning with the city's sanitation department, wrote a book on the history of New York City's garbage. New York's trash has always been a lucrative commodity for someone. And as Freshkills closed down, Miller says New York's dumping fees rose by 60% and they're expected to rise even more.
Not only are the citizens of New York paying much more for their garbage disposal, but the businesses in New York, the cost of doing business is rising very much, as it is for all of our neighbors on the eastern seaboard who share access to the same landfills that we share access to.
Miller says that rather than rely on the kindness of strangers to accept its trash, New York State should build a publicly controlled landfill. But in upstate New York, activists have already vowed to fight any plans to send Gotham's garbage north. One of the selling points for loading New York City's tons and tons of garbage on barges and rail cars is that when the trash wears out its welcome in one place, it can travel great distances to somewhere else. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, New York.